What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. I-235 is heavy heading on to K-96 is heavy approaching 37th Street. Give yourself 5 extra minutes to move through the area. And there is construction on Southeast Boulevard northbound at 31st Street with a backup to the I-35 overpass. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning. Gray skies out the door will eventually turn partly cloudy. A high of 85. Strong gusty south winds between 20 and 30 miles per hour. After 5 o'clock through this evening, severe storms are likely, especially along and east of the turnpike. All of that should be done by 10 p.m. or so, then clearing in 52. A beautiful Friday, sunshine in 77. Back over to showers and storms on Saturday, and some of those could be severe. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Right now,
the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
I don't think Joker wins another MVP. And it's not because he's not deserving. He's just not going to win it. And Wemby is on the way. Because I would be surprised if Wemby is not the favorite next year to win the MVP. Felt like it might be a little too early this year. He did miss games earlier in the season. He's wonderful to watch. We're lucky to be treated to some... These players, young players, now Joker's not young, but he's still doing things that nobody's ever done. Like when you hear that in any sport, when you go, well, nobody's ever done that. Okay, you got my attention. And I understand this because we do want a new topic. You know, the NBA writers are no different than me or you as a fan, where you go, you know, we need a new story here.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Go!
97.5 and 1240 KFH and thousands more, plus millions of podcasts, are all on the free Odyssey app. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Oh, okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you. You want to win some HTO iced tea? You can do it right now by texting the keyword T to the short code 20357. That'll get you a free cup of tea. at either the East Wichita, West Wichita, or Derby locations. You can try the all-new Sweet Paloma tea with those coupons. Not a coupon drink, but HTO now has matcha. It's also about to, we're coming up on Teacher and Nurse Appreciation Week. HTO can help you with large orders. Give them an email is the easiest way to do that. But good luck, everybody. Again, text the keyword T to the number 20357. Welcome back into Sports Daily. We come back in, and we'll get to the Royals and the day off in a little bit. But I know with Paul Savage here, it's a great and interesting topic. The college football playoff, Paul, we know this is good. Expansion is happening. Ross Dellinger, who's a great college football reporter, put something out on Yahoo that basically the summation is there's a lot of discussion. You've got one of the real power brokers, Greg Sankey, appearing to support a 16-team field. You've got the Big Ten, who would like to see it go to 24. In that format, the top eight teams would get a first-round bye, and you'd have home games. I'll be honest, Paul. I think we overthink this stuff way, way too much. Playoff expansion in general has almost never been a mistake if you look holistically across sports. When you take a step back from it and you look. And college football is always the hardest one for that. But like the NCAA tournament, obviously 64 teams is incredible. I'm sure there was a time when we talked about expanding to 64 when people said that's absolutely crazy. They went to 68, didn't impact anything. I would say college football is in a much, much better place now with the 12 teams than it was with the 4 teams, than it was with the 2 teams. That's my opinion. This is the one that people get the most divided on, and I understand that. But, you know, the NFL expanded the playoffs. Anybody complaining about that when the postseason starts? Major League Baseball's expanded its playoffs a couple of times. Anybody complaining about that when the dust settles? So I think generally, you just when you get to the playoffs, the cream typically rises to the top. You like that it, you know, you like that it gives you a chance. The problem for me with college football has always been people say an expanded playoffs make the regular season not matter. To me, having it at a 2-team playoff made the regular season not matter. It gave teams no chance most of the time. Now, at least, they can get out there and prove that they have no chance. Maybe this top 2 teams end up there anyway, no matter what. But at least as a fan of one of these other teams, you feel like you're playing for something. Yeah, well, let's get in there and let's prove it. And most of the time, they do. Last year, good example. Indiana, pretty much the best team all year long. So whether it goes to 16 or 24, I don't really care. I think it would be fun either way. I'd rather see it go to 16. No buys, because I want to see the season end quicker in college football. I think, to me, the best case scenario is a playoff format where you're playing national, if New Year's Day is so critical, you're playing the national championship there somehow. But I hate the gap. I think the biggest detriment to the college football playoff is how long it takes to start it and how many weeks off teams have before they play their first game. I think that is the biggest flaw of college football right now that's easily solvable. I think if you want to have an extra bye week in the season and push that to where you've got games happening when college football is fresh on your mind, whether that's 16 or 24, don't really care. I want conference champions in, and I want the ability for at least one non-power, now 4 conference team to get in. What are they called? The group of 6. I need one of those teams in there. I need the conference champions in there. And quite frankly, I don't really care about the rest. I'm more concerned with how can we eliminate the gap between the end of the regular season and the postseason of college football. If it's 24, doesn't make a rip to me. Those are the things that I need and that I want to see. I don't care as much about how many teams there are.
I'm not sure I care about how many teams are in either, because obviously I know what you're thinking about me. You're going to say, well, Savage is going to say 24 teams. Heck yeah. Right. The more, the better. I know that's what you're thinking.
No, I would think you'd say, no, get off my lawn. That's too many teams.
Get off my lawn. I like that. I'm going to put that on a sign out in my yard. That's what I'm going to do. I like that. But here's the thing. My one problem with playoffs at the college level is giving somebody a bye. I don't like giving people.
I don't like it as much in college. I don't. Because it almost hurts you a little bit.
Well, no, but it can also be a great help. If you're a team, you know, everybody is worn out. Everybody at the end of a college football season is tired. Everybody, most teams, are nicked up a little. You know, a week or two off and does tremendous things for the healing on a football team, because everybody's nicked up. They've got something wrong, something sore, something aching, you know, and you have a chance to get it fixed. And that's a tremendous advantage. I think it's a tremendous advantage, particularly at the end of a season. So the thing that I would say is I kind of like the 16-team idea, because that means you're going to play, you're going to have eight teams advance, then to four, then to two, to one. You know, that's four games. That's very, very doable. I don't know if it's doable for your desire of getting a championship game on New Year's. I don't know if that's doable, but you know, you could probably get second week of January at the latest. But I like the idea of 16 teams because, first of all, you can still get, if you made the rule, and one of the things that I like is that most conferences, the major conferences, they have a championship game at the end of the season. A special game, two teams, going to be the league champion. But I've always thought there's something special about being regular season champions. That's just me. I mean, to me, a lot of pride goes into winning a championship during the regular
You're
season.
About a conference championship or conference, game,
yeah,
or, no. a, or a just like an
regular
outright.
Season. Regular season. You know, yeah. So we go undefeated in league play and then get beaten a championship game. Who's the real champion? I mean, you know, you can make a case for both, although the
so
best.
So you'd make a case then for two teams
two
out of
teams.
Each conference.
That's right.
The only problem with that is, and I haven't figured out really, like I don't have a strong take on this. The problem with that is, Paul, then what is the conference championship game even mean if both teams are going to get in anyway?
Well, if you're playing in it, it means a heck of a lot. That means a national championship.
I understand, but like if you're – Let's say you've got a quarterback who's a little hobbled and you know you're getting in anyway. Do you even play him in the conference championship game if it doesn't mean something?
That's ridiculous. That is totally ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. I'm just saying, like, if you took the two teams in the power leagues that played in the championship game, no matter what, you're going to nullify just a little bit the importance of that game.
Well, you're going to nullify
okay,
some really good
How
football
about this,
teams, too.
How about this? You're a fan. What? You're a fan, and you only have enough money to go to one. You going to the conference championship game, or you going to round one of the playoffs?
My advice is get a part-time job.
Yeah. And again, I don't have a strong take on that. I really don't. I think that that's too valuable a television asset for them to just do that with. So I don't think it would be quite so simple. Now, if you wanted to take three teams, and this is probably where you get the Big Ten's take on 24. If you wanted to take three teams from every league, and it can just simply be the three highest ranked teams in the CFP, whatever that ends up with, and seeding would matter. And that's where you would say, well, yeah, but if you win your conference championship game, maybe you get to host in the playoffs. And that's why it would be important. And I would buy that, by the way. In a 24 team, it probably makes more sense because you can build in home playoff games. 16, you're probably playing them at bowl sites, so I'm not sure it matters as much. So I think in a 24 team, you could probably justify that. And maybe you say three teams get in. So here's a fun scenario for you, Paul. And this is one that I've kind of dabbled in, and I kind of like the idea of it. So if you had three teams in from each league, you have your conference championship game. Then you have a third place game. And that winner at that point it's a play-in game. That to me would be a blast.
Well, you're making things way too complicated. This is
really
a simple
deal. The easiest answer to all of this is say, we're going to take 16 teams. They're going to be the high. They're going to be the conference champions, a group of six, and the next highest ranked, whatever it is. What would that be? 11 teams. That's it. That's your playoff. And I would be okay with that, by the way. As long as conference champions are getting in, and as long as group of six is represented, I'm good. So honestly, like, I'm good with 12. I'm fine with 12. But I also, here's a quick look, Paul, at last year's college football rankings. If you took it down to 16 and you just, let's just for fun say it's the top 16 ranked CFP teams.
All right.
You're getting down at the bottom end there. Three loss Texas would be in. Three loss USC would be in. Now, I don't think there's anybody that watched USC. The other teams in that range, right? Arizona, Utah, Michigan last year. Nobody thought those teams were good enough to win a national championship. But it's okay. That's fine. We're watching the NBA playoffs right now, Paul. And the, you know, some of the lower seeds, we watch that and we think, those teams don't have a chance to win a championship.
Here?
We watch the NFL playoffs every year, and we watch the team on the road in the wild card round and think, that team doesn't have any chance to win a championship this year. Like, we can't just exclude. We watch the NCAA tournament, and we watch, you know, 16s play ones, and we don't sit there and say, well, that team doesn't have any chance to win a championship. No, we just enjoy it because it's a game, right?
It's a little different. I mean, it's a little different take, but I got you. But here's the thing. The problem with the 12 is still somebody's going to be sitting. Somebody's going to have an advantage over the other teams that have to go out and slug it out on the week before they play somebody that's really good. So
I don't like the bye. You got to get rid of the bye.
Okay, how are you going to do that with 12?
Well, you don't do it with 12. That's why I'm fine with 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's why I'm fine with 16. Now, if you moved the 12 game to immediately following the end of the regular season, then the bye doesn't bother me as much, right? If the bye week is the Saturday after conference championships are played, then I don't mind a bye. But they'll never do that because they feel like they have to have New Year's Day and all this other stuff, and there's not enough time. So you'd have to start it all a little bit later, which I'd be fine with. You know, if you took an extra bye week or whatever in the regular season to try to push it out to where I think we ought to play college football's national championship game, Paul, every year on New Year's Day.
Impossible. I don't see how that can happen.
If it happens to fall on a Wednesday, but everyone's off work. You have it during the day. You have it like a 4 or 5 o'clock kickoff, just like you have the Super Bowl. Nobody's working on New Year's Day for the most part. It's already a national holiday. And if it happens to fall on a Tuesday or whatever, okay, fine. You had that particular year, you had 9 days after the semifinal to get there. Some years it might just be 7, and that's fine too. But I'd make it New Year's Day every year because they're so beholden to New Year's Day. Sorry, Rose Bowl. You know, sorry.
Jeez, like, sorry, that's it?
It's all you ever hear about. But what about the Rose Bowl? Okay.
The granddaddy.
I don't care.
The granddaddy of them all, Jacob. Yeah, great, you're going to treat granddad like that? Are you kidding me?
You lose all your college. By the time we're playing a college football national championship game, we are so not paying attention to college football anymore. You're either worried about your team and the transfer portal and the next coach they're firing or hiring, or you're into the NFL, playoffs or into the right. Like, they wait too dang long. By the time we play these games, it's not, and they put it on a Monday night. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Well, the good thing about a 16 team playoff is that you're done in 4 weeks. I mean, you can play the thing in a month. I mean, you can play every game to the championship, get the opening round to the championship in 4 weeks. That's the good news.
I think I like 16 the most, to be perfectly honest with you.
I do too.
I'm okay with 24, but again, if you're doing that, it has to start the Saturday after conference championship games. Has to. You must start it the Saturday because if you're going to have 8 teams with a bye, it can only be 1 week off. You have to start it right away. And then I would be fine with 24. Like, if you did that, you gave 8 teams a bye, okay, and it started immediately, I'm fine with that.
Right.
But if it gets into where everybody gets a week off and then the teams get a bye week, and because that's what we do, I can't, no. Absolutely not.
The thing that I also wonder, and I don't know where this is going to end up. I don't know where it's going to go. Shoot, I'm not even sure where it is even as we speak right now. And that is the other thing that comes into the play is the portal. Because here's the one thing I don't want to happen is that the portal start affecting, you know, those 16 teams playing.
Yeah, you got to put the restrictions in place. Like, it worked out better for college basketball this year. The portal didn't open until the season was over.
Right.
Yeah. And look, it's taken longer than any of us would have liked. But 5 years from now, Paul, do you think the portal's going to look the same as it does now?
No, we won't even recognize. I predict, and I think you may have a similar prediction, we won't even recognize it. Will it still be here? I don't know how you take away the ability
of somebody. It'll still be here, but it's not going to be the chaos is now.
No, we can hope, can't we? I mean, I think you're right.
Lawmakers are involved now. There's momentum for people.
Yeah, there's no chaos there, is there?
No, I just mean they're fine. Everyone's going to be looking for, you know, dunks politically. And I don't know that anybody agree. Like, whichever one can get it solved first is going to get brownie points, mm-hmm. basically. Nobody's sitting there watching it thinking, man, I sure do love the transfer portal.
Yeah, nobody.
This is my favorite thing. Yeah. So
that's not that's, even as they say that's 80-20.
That's bipartisan as it gets. So I don't think it'll look the same in 5 years. I think we're probably headed to one free transfer. The rest of them, you have to sit out a year. That kind of thing will kind of go back into play. But you got to make a law first because it won't hold up in court just yet. Okay, so that's where we are. That's kind of the latest. 16, 24, it's coming. They're going to expand at least a little bit. I don't even mind Paul saying, well, let's try 16 then for a couple of years, and then we'll see where it gets. But it's okay. Like, just... if your team makes the playoff, you're not going to be complaining that they expanded the playoff, right? You're going to be happy that your team, even if they go out there and get their butts kicked,
right?
It's still fun.
It's going to be fun. It's
fun to be involved in a playoff.
Gosh, I mean, for goodness sakes, to be one of the top 16 teams in the playoff, whether you get your butt kicked or not in the first round, that's still something. That's something you'll
like
remember the rest of your...
I 16 with no buys.
That,
no buys
in
16.
I'm
or,
with you.
Or every, like if you, you know, everybody gets a buy after conference championship week, well, and then you start the 16 right then.
That's fine. That's perfect. Yep, I think you're right.
I'm with you on that. All right, let's talk some Royals when we come back. Is it too late or is it just fine? It is only April. We'll talk about it next on Sports Day.
Sports Radio KFH.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.